Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is August 27th, 2014, and I'm here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida, where it's a lovely late summer day. The sun is shining. There's no thunderstorm, so we should have no interruptions in our transmission here today. Not that we ever do, but sometimes the electricity goes out when we have thunderstorms, and so it's always a possibility. But everything is perfect and smooth today. Beautiful summer day. Today we're going to be talking about toxic psychiatry. We're going to be talking about toxic psychiatric drugs and how you can have mental health without them. My guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a pharmacist who specializes in a specialty called pharmacognosy, which is healing with medicinal plants. And so instead of giving people toxic drugs that are made in a laboratory, Pamela, with her pharmacist training, finds things to give people that have the same beneficial effects as drugs, but these plants actually heal you instead of just alleviating symptoms. So she works with a wide variety. I know people. She is right here in Clearwater, Florida, with me, and I've been to her. She's helped me tremendously. Actually, I've only been to her once. She gave me one bag full of things to take, and one of the things that's happened is I've lost 10 pounds in 3 weeks. That was one of the things I wanted to do, was lose some weight, and Pamela helped me do that. Before, losing weight was really a struggle for me. I have another friend whose mother was on a whole lot of drugs for a condition that she has, and Pamela gave her some natural remedies, and right away, his mother started doing better. That's actually how I found out about her in the first place. So today, she's going to tell us about how psychiatric drugs are toxic, how they affect your body, and we're going to talk about things that you can do if you have mental health things that need to be improved, how plants can help you. Hi, Pamela.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your weight loss. I know you're doing great.
I am doing great.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Actually, I'm going to go see Pamela again on Friday this week, and I found a whole lot of old blood tests. She likes to look at your blood tests because she can tell how your body's doing from looking at the blood test, even if something is coming up, some body condition that's weakening, you're going to have symptoms in the future. She can help you handle that in the past before you even get sick. And so I just gathered up all the blood tests I could find, and I'm taking them all into her on Saturday, on Friday, and we're going to go over them and see what we can do next. I just think it's fascinating what you do, Pamela, and so needed. So tell us first how you, I know in past shows, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and see links to past shows we've already done with her. And we're going to be doing these, actually, she's going to be on every other Wednesday because there's so much to talk about on this subject and so much to learn. But how did you get interested in the psychiatric part of this?
Well, that's a very good question. Just a real brief background. My background is clinical pharmacy and pharmacognosy, which is the study of plant medicine, and it's much different than herbalism. People that are doing herbal medicine, there's not really so much of the study of the medicinal qualities and where they go in the body. So, and I also trained in homeopathic medicine here in the United States and in Europe. So I do a broad range of things. Mental health, and I can do pretty much everything, and we've talked about this, I mean, from cardiovascular disease to sleep disorders and so forth, but mental health has always been a particular interest of mine. I have definitely had plenty of time spending up in Washington, D.C., grant reviewing for NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health. Some of my best friends worked at the National Institute of Mental Health, and I tended to hang around a lot of the psychiatrists and the people that work in mental health but are interested in other means of getting people well. So my background is very varied in this, and mental health to me is like the final frontier, because a lot of people, when they realize that their mental health is balanced and they overcome insomnia or depression or anxiety, all these things that are really harming people and making them not have their full potential, most people's illnesses really start out psychosomatically as a psychiatric issue where we can use some simple tools, some plants, some vitamins, some simple things that will work just like medicine and get people better so that they're not needing medicines in the future.
That's so great. That's so great. So so then you were hanging out with people who were looking at these mental health things, and then now,
correct.
Now what do you do with this?
Now I tend to go to biological psychiatry. I try to go in there once a year to their meeting and see what they're proposing. And what I have found by learning all these different things, okay, and I actually lecture on this too to the psychiatrists. I do grand rounds. Grand rounds are like when, like the VA hospital, I do grand rounds for the VA hospitals. Grand rounds are when the doctors, the psychiatrists get together at lunch and they meet in a room and they have a speaker, and they do this every week, and it's called grand rounds. Or sometimes they do it once a month, depending on which hospital institution. So I do grand rounds, psychiatric grand rounds, met several times a year, and the grand rounds talk about this is what you give this patient in the psychiatric realm, which is drugs, and this is the data that shows that these vitamins or these plants can do exactly the same thing at a lower cost, better outcomes, and less side effects. So that's kind of my background, is very varied in this, but I have done this a long time, and I lecture on this quite a bit. In fact, when I write new lectures, there are several psychiatrists that are very good friends of mine that really ask, can you please send me those lectures, because they like to read it, because I really summarize all the data, and that's what we're going to do today.
Good. So go ahead and start.
Okay, very good. Yeah,
I don't know what to ask you first.
No, don't worry about it. I'll just kind of go there, and then you can interject as you wish. All right, so what we see is that a lot of people, and we were talking about the blood work, it's nice sometimes when I see people's blood work, because if you go to a regular allopathic doctor and he's going to do your blood work, and even pharmacists, when I work as a pharmacist in a hospital, when you look at the blood work, they only look and see if it's out of range, right? So if it's out of range and flagged, so to speak, then that's the only time they address it. But a lot of times people have things that are coming along that I tell people, all right, in 5 years they're going to give you this medicine. In 10 years they're going to give you this medicine. And so it's really about preventing all these medicines, because people do not want to be medicated. They want natural solutions. And the thing with medicines is that a medication works on receptors. That's how drugs work, okay? Mm-hmm. That means this drug X or whatever it is, goes to a protein on a cell, and it's an exact match. It looks just like the configuration of the protein. And then when it binds to the cell, it changes something inside the cell, and you get the effect. So you get the antidepressant effect, or you get the anti-anxiety effect, or whatever you're looking for, right? So when you do this, let's face it, there's no solving the problem, right? You're just covering it up with medicine.
Right.
So what I do is I say, look, you have some depression and anxiety. There's nothing wrong with that. Life can be very stressful. Let's solve what's going on in the brain, the neurotransmission. Let's get this solved so that this problem is gone. And that's the difference with what I do versus what we do as in a pharmacy and medical realm. So I like to start talking about...
That's just so amazing.
It is. It's right about solving things. Solving the problem.
And that's the difference. In the first show that I did with you, I looked up during the first break, I looked up the root of the word pharmacognosy. And because I was curious about that little syllable that says cog, that has to do with intelligence.
Yes.
What pharmacognosy really means is it's a drug, but it has information, it has intelligence, it does something. And this is what's missing. This is what's present in plants, is that information. And that's what's missing in drugs that are synthesized in a lab, and toxic chemicals and all these things. It doesn't have the information part that exists in nature. Is that right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we tend to take things very simplistic, okay? We don't think of plants as being intelligent, but they have enzymes in the plant that are identical to what we have in our liver. They metabolize. They're unique in that they can make their own food. And what's unique about plants is that the reason why they have activity and they have these compounds is they make them to prevent herbivores from eating them. And these compounds are toxic to some animals, but for us, they're very, very therapeutic.
Good. We'll hear more about it after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindan, and my guest today is Pamela Ziefeld. She's a pharmacist who specializes in pharmacognosy, and she works. She's here in Clearwater, Florida, where I live. but she works with anybody by phone. Her website is botanicalresource.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Kimberlyn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld, and we're talking about toxic psychiatry and how we can have mental health without drugs. So go on.
Yes, so this is what we have to look at. We're talking about solving the problem, right? So I think most people would want a solution versus, okay, I'm going to give you a medication, and this medicine is going to go, it's going to bind to receptors, it's going to change the chemistry in the cell, but after the effect wears off, the problem's still there. So this is what is different from what I do versus when we're looking at handing out medications to people. So let me just start like with a few simple diagnoses and what we use versus what the doctor would give you. So depression. Depression is a very common problem, and depression, we know that when people have excessive amounts of cortisol because of stress, okay, and we always heard these terms like adrenal fatigue and so forth, but the adrenal glands rest on top of the kidneys, and when you're under chronic stress, anxious, you know, stress at work, stress with family, things like that, traffic, cortisol is released. And when the cortisol keeps being released chronically all the time, the cortisol is really designed to be there if you have to flee, you know, a dangerous animal when we were hunters and gatherers, that kind of thing. Okay, but nowadays, people's cortisol levels are elevated all the time because they're constantly stressed out, worried, whatever. So what happens is these cortisol components go in and out of fat-soluble tissue. They can come in and out of the brain. So a lot of people's depression is a result of excessive cortisol stimulation in the body, okay? So how does the doctor treat this? What they do is they give you what's called a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, like Paxil and Prozac and Zoloft, those drugs, very common medicine. Mm-hmm. In fact, you realize they're so often prescribed that they are in the water supply everywhere through the country. When they actually measure the water, there's serotonin reuptake inhibitors and estrogen from birth control pills are in all the water. They can't even get it out of the water anymore.
Which is another reason to filter your water.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And you know what, too? Don't think that these things are innocuous, because there was a study that was recently done about a year and a half ago in Norway that found that because there was such a high incidence of people using benzodiazepines, which is like Valium and Xanax and Ativan, those drugs, that there was such a high incidence in that particular town that it was in the water supply, and they were dumping the water into the river, and the fish were being killed. And the reason why they're being killed is because they weren't fearing their predators anymore because they were drugged out. And they were having a problem. You want to talk about environmental problems. These kind of things are happening every day. So these medicines are very dangerous, and they have a lot of side effects, and people need to realize that. So if you're depressed and you go to the doctor and he gives you one of these medications, okay, when you take this, it just allows more of the serotonin or the happy neurotransmitter to be in the synapse in the brain, okay? But it's not solving anything. And the problem with taking these medicines is that, say, I put you on this medication, and like 2 months later, you decide you don't want to be on this anymore. You don't feel good. You feel foggy. You feel out of it. Your affect is very flat. You just don't have this experience of joy anymore, okay?
Yeah.
So what happens is you try and take it away, but then when you start taking it away, you have withdrawal. You have severe side effects. We actually know now that the neurons, when you start taking away these medicines, they start to retreat into the brain, and as a result of it, you start getting more depressed, more anxiety. It's like a negative backlash.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this happens to a lot, and I do this a lot. I take people off medicines a lot, okay? They come to me and say, please help me bridge off of this. The difference between going to a psychiatrist and saying, I want to get off this medication, is that they just start breaking and splitting, but there's no bridge to solve to get off of it, right? Because what happens is whatever was going on in your brain before you started taking the medicine, it's still present, and at the same effect, the medicine is you're going into withdrawal. So actually, you're at a worse stage than you were initially. So what do we use for someone that's depressed? There's a product called Omega Bright. It was developed by a psychiatrist, Dr. Andrew Stoll, at Harvard University. There are double-blind placebo-controlled trials against Zoloft. And actually, in the trial, it was better than Zoloft. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, when people come to me, sometimes you know, people are skeptical. They'll say, well, you know, really, there's nothing. There's no data on that. I'm like, oh, actually, there are. And I print the studies out of the National Library of Medicine, and you can see that these particular products have clinical data that show it's actually better than the drug as far as the outcome. So Omega Bright and something called Cardio B, which is a prescription dose folic acid, which binds to 5 serotonin receptors in the brain, phenomenal results to get people off of medicines, but also to treat the depression itself. And the cool part is that both of these products make up the neurons in the brain. So you are solving the problem, and you're not just covering it up.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Please.
And we have just a couple minutes until we have
yes.
to go to break. But I know that, like, people can go through, like, something can happen in their lives. Like, this morning,
correct.
I was just feeling stressed about something. And I just started feeling overwhelmed and, like, how am I going to get through this? And,
yes.
But it was something that was because it just seemed like an overwhelming thing to me. But I felt fine, you know, within minutes I went, okay, so I can handle this. But
yes.
I think that there's a difference between, I'm asking a question here, there's a difference between the ordinary ups and downs of life. But I think that isn't there also, like, physical things going on in your brain that could cause people to be depressed that has nothing to do with the ordinary ups and downs of life?
That's exactly right, yes. And so, what,
and so
with,
you
with
could
the,
you could say like try to solve it by not wanting to be depressed or solve the problem or whatever. But if there's something biological going on, then you could go to a psychologist or psychiatrist or psychic or whoever you want to go to all day long, and it wouldn't solve it because there's a biological something wrong.
That's exactly right. And what you're stating is that organically, there's something going on in the brain that needs to be addressed. And that's why when you take medication, you actually are not really solving what's going on in there. And really, when you're taking omega-3s and folic acid, and there's a lot of times, too, I'll even use some products that work on dopamine, like synaptoline, which actually goes and targets dopamine and brings more dopamine into the brain. When you do this, you're saying, okay, acknowledging the fact that the neurons in the brain are not firing the way they should be, and as a result of it, I am feeling very distressed and unhappy. And life events can bring upon these things, especially because it seems overwhelming that you have to figure out some way to cope with what's going on. Maybe there's a death of a spouse or something really, really bad happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I typically see people being put on these medicines, but then after the event has passed, they want to come off of it, and those options are not being brought to them. That's where I see a lot of this. So looking at that and saying, okay, can I work on serotonin, can I work on dopamine in the brain and improve my outcome and improve my brain function and my cognition and memory, that's where these supplements take place.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and we'll talk about this more when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a pharmacist who specializes in pharmacognosy, which is the healing of medical plants. And we'll be right back. Listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld, pharmacist who specializes in pharmacognosy, the healing, which is healing with medicinal plants. So even if somebody doesn't have a mental health condition, like, say, depression, then still there can be benefit to people from taking certain plants because it sharpens up their brain.
That's exactly right. So everyone has, you know, some kind of varying level on the tone scale of where they are, okay, they, you know, that they're functioning really high and they're feeling really great, or they're having some issues and they're not feeling so well. And we know that these things can fluctuate. What I would tell people, there's a few simple points. If you are going to have take a supplement, you want to make sure you're taking the right supplement and something that's targeted directly towards you're feeling better. Like the example with the Omega Bright. Omega Bright is a type of fish oil. Everybody should be on fish oil regardless, okay, because we know it works on 300 different genes in the body. It helps prevent cancer. It helps for cardiovascular disease. It helps lower triglycerides 30% every month. So that's just kind of the baseline. And what I do a lot of times say, look, you're going to be taking omega-3s anyways. Why don't you use one that's going to be tailor-made for you? If you need more energy, if you have a little bit of mild depression, Omega Bright's a great product for you. But in converse to that, if you have anxiety, if you worry a lot, Pro-DHA and Pro-DHA 1000 work very, very good to keep the anxiety at bay and make you just kind of like not worry about things, feel less stressed about things. And even sometimes, I even use sometimes both of those. Like in the morning, I'll give somebody a Mega Bright. And this is like what psychiatrists do. They give someone an antidepressant in the morning, and they give someone a mood stabilizer later in the day. Well, you can do the same thing with fish oils. You can say, okay, I'm going to give you a Mega Bright in the morning. You're going to have phenomenal energy, go work out, have all this, and just feel great. And then as the day goes on, if you have anxiety, you can take Pro-DHA or even some passion flower, and that'll kind of cut the edge and not feel like you're so stressed out.
Amazing. Amazing. Because I think that there's a lot of emphasis on, you know, that we should be able to solve our problems or handle things in life. And that there's certainly benefit to doing a lot of different, whatever is the program that you choose in order to do that. But I still come back to what I said earlier that, you know, if there's something going on biologically so that you're not at your optimum, you could be trying to handle a depression when there's actually no emotional cause of depression. It might be biological.
That's exactly right.
And that it's important to handle the biological part and then see if there's something that you need to take care of emotionally.
Correct. Wow. And so we say to ourselves, our body, if you have to just think about ourselves, a lot of times we're not living in the present, let's face it. Most people, we're thinking about a lot of other things. But if you actually practice mindfulness and you're living in the present, you look at your body, what is your body made of? It's made of carbon, it's made of hydrogen, it's made of electrolytes, sodium and potassium and magnesium and phosphorus. So all of these different things, and when we look at someone's blood work, what are we looking at? We're looking at all these chemical components that are in somebody's body. And we forget that we are made of the earth. We are made of all these things around us, water, oxygen. We're all made of these things, but especially to look at we're made of all these metals. And a good example is like lithium. I use low-dose lithium for people as a mood stabilizer. It's excellent, works phenomenal. And we have lithium in our body. We have all of these elements in our body, copper, zinc, it's in our body, and these all are called cofactors. A lot of these different things, these elements, are cofactors to different reactions in the body. So if you took all the zinc out of your body would fail. If you took all the copper out of your body would fail. It's really an amazing thing. So we say to ourselves, what is going on with this individual? Why are they not feeling well? And that's where I like using homeopathic detoxification, because when you start cleaning out this basement, so to speak, of all this different stuff that's going on in your body, you really are able to revive yourself and be refreshed. And these products go into the central nervous system too. So they pull out mercury and lead and cadmium and things that can interfere with neurotransmission. A lot of people, they basically are harboring a lot of these things in their body, and that's why they're not thinking clearly.
And a lot of those chemicals actually can be, those chemicals and the heavy metals and things can actually be in your brain, which would make it difficult for you to think and feel.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what's happening. That's why part of my mental health protocols always involve using homeopathy to just clean out the body as well. Because most people, and inevitably, they're going to feel better. They're going to lose a little bit of weight. Their energy level is going to improve. I personally have been doing this probably 15 years as far as taking these detoxification. You just put a little bit of drops in your water, and it's very simple, but it removes nickel, cadmium, lead, mercury, and pesticides. And you would be surprised how many people have lead and mercury levels that are too high in the central nervous system. When you take these metals in through food, they don't leave your body naturally, and that's really the problem. We want this to be completely taken out. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that someone is solving the problem, taking the chemicals out of their body so that whatever is interfering with the neurotransmission is gone, and then at the same time saying, okay, you're going to need to take some fish oil, some folic acid, and maybe some other things for mood stabilizing. Why don't we take things that go specifically to your particular needs?
Amazing. So tell us about some other mental health conditions and what you do for them.
Yes. So if somebody has anxiety, and anxiety is a really common problem, most of the time the doctors will give you something that's called a benzodiazepine. And benzodiazepines are a class of drugs that are highly addictive, and they have what's called tolerance and dependence. So you need to give more medicine each time to get the same effect. And when you try and take it away after a period of time, after you've been on it, you have withdrawal, you have panic attacks and anxiety. And these are very commonly prescribed medications. I can tell you from working retail sometimes that it's a fast-moving drug, and they're in huge, huge bins because they dispense hundreds and hundreds of these pills every day. So people are addicted to these, and when you look at benzodiazepines, and they work on this particular receptor, it's called the benzodiazepine receptor, you can take medical-grade passion flower, and I use that quite a bit here. It works exactly the same on the same receptor, but it's not on the receptor all the time. And what's great about it is I use it as a bridge off of benzos if someone wants to get off of them. But at the same time, you can go on it, and you're not going to have tolerance and dependence. What does that mean? It means that if you want to use that once in a while for sleep or anxiety, when you take it, you're not going to become addicted to it. And if you decide that you don't need it anymore, you can put it aside, and you're not going to end up with withdrawal.
I think that's really a key difference between taking natural things and taking drugs, whatever kind of drug you're taking, is that...
That's exactly right. It's a key difference, and I like the words you're using because it is. If you go for a medication for anxiety, you will become addicted. If you use a natural product that's prescribed for you in an appropriate manner, you will never become addicted to it. You can use it as an excellent tool and improve your life tremendously.
You know, I just want to say that I had that experience actually with sugar, where as long as I was eating refined white sugar and, you know, products that had like high fructose corn syrup and things like that in it, all those industrial sweeteners, they're very, very, very addicting. And it was really, really hard for me to stop eating them. I mean, it's been years now since what I'm talking about here. But it was very difficult for me to stop eating them because they were so addicting. But yet what I did was that I replaced them with things like honey and maple syrup and agave nectar and all these natural sweeteners that were not refined. And it was very easy for me to then... after a while, I just didn't even want those sweeteners at all. And I can see the same pattern here between the difference between drugs and the plants you're using. We need to go to break. And you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Pamela Seifeld. She's a pharmacist who specializes in using plants, medicinal plants. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Pamela Seifeld, pharmacist who specializes in pharmacognosy. I love that word every time I say it. Pharmacognosy.
There are not too many of us around. It's really a great profession.
I had never heard of it until I met you. It is a great profession. I think that what you're doing is wonderful. So go on with what you'd like to say. We're in our last segment now. I want to make sure that you get to say everything you want to say.
Absolutely. So, and I want to also put in a word. If anyone is on any of these medications, prescription or otherwise, or is having some issues as far as they're not functioning at the 100% of their peak and they really want a free consultation, please call my office here and I will definitely go over what you're taking and tell you how you can improve on that. And it's 727-442-4955. Okay. So another good diagnosis that is very, very common is ADD and ADHD. Let's face it. Every kid is ADD, ADHD. Okay, they take a child, you give them sugared breakfast, you send them to school, and they're supposed to sit there and pay attention all day. And this is not how it works. So what do they normally do? They normally give kids psychostimulants, like Ritalin, but they also, and more dangerously, they're using a lot of antipsychotics. Okay, antipsychotics originally, especially atypical antipsychotics, which like Abilify, Risperidol, these drugs are dangerous in the fact that they really are designed for somebody that's hearing voices. They're not designed for little kids. Mm-hmm. So we know that this is really a problem. They're using this even for adults too. So what do we do with children that are having some impulsivity issues? Okay, because I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, I was running all over the place, tearing up everything. That's children.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what do we do? Instead of giving them psychostimulants, we say, why don't I give them some calming, focusing fish oil, like Pro-DHA, Pro-DHA 1000. Also, they have new studies that just came out that show zinc is a very, very important cofactor for over 200 reactions in the brain. And kids that have hyperactivity disorder test very low for zinc. And the reason why is that zinc gets utilized and used up when kids are eating lots of preservatives and prepackaged food. And you look at like these different kids, most of these kids are eating a lot of things out of boxes.
Yes.
So I usually use low-dose zinc for children along with the fish oils and the detox to clear all this out of their body. And then I always recommend exercise. because if kids have a way to take their internal energy and externalize it other than causing trouble in school, you see dramatic differences in their in the way they conduct themselves.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, many, many years ago when I first started doing this work, the thing that was very popular then was the Feingold diet about taking out artificial colors and flavors and preservatives because it made children hyperactive. And I don't hear much about that anymore. I'm supposing that it's still there around the Feingold Association is probably still there. But you hear a lot about kids taking drugs for these things, but you don't hear about, you know, just something as normal as feeding your children good, wholesome, organic, whole foods that you prepare yourself instead of all these packaged foods will just completely change their behavior.
Well, most definitely. The reason why is that we look, there's a program that I was participating in and doing some talking for called I Love My ADD. And what they did is they take a school and they changed the desks. Instead of the kids sitting, they have standing desks if they want. So they can stand if they don't want to sit there all day, right? They changed the food in the cafeteria. It was all whole grains and fruits and vegetables and lean meats. And they actually baked their bread there. And they saw that all of the behavior problems went away. Grades improved. Everyone's better.
It.
Yes. Because they're saying maybe the kid doesn't want to sit there all day. I don't, you know, they have desks now that have treadmills on them that you can walk on them. And this is like the big thing, like New York, some of these really trendy places. The people don't want to sit. So changing the diet. You remember I was talking about what's your body made of? The sodium and the potassium. Omega-3s make up the central nervous system. We're made of all these things. Remember you always would hear these little tales, you are what you eat? Well, actually, that's true.
Yes.
You put it in your body. If it's a supplement or food, it's all the same. And food and supplements turn on genes in the body, and you want it to turn on the ones that help you, not the ones that are causing disease.
Exactly.
That's what's really happening. Food, and this is really coming to be a very unique science. We know that cells signal each other, and we know that when you take a supplement and you take food, these things all have healing restorative properties because they affect the way the genes are turned on in the cell. And what we want to do is we want to say, I understand how this works. I'm going to customize and tell you how to take these two or three things so that the genes are going to be turned on in a favorable manner. And as a result, you know, mental health improves, cognition improves, all these things that people want. But people just really need to realize that food is also medicine.
Exactly. I am sitting here with the biggest smile on my face. I'm starting to jump up and down when you said that. Would you just say that again about the genes?
Yes. Food is medicine. Food actually turns on genes. These genes are favorable and they prevent diseases. And we know now that what we're really seeing is, why is there such a high incidence of breast cancer and cancer in general? You know why? Because people are not consuming enough of these disease-fighting property foods.
And what are those foods?
Fruits and vegetables.
Exactly.
Lean meat. But the big thing is fruits and vegetables. I'm telling you that two-thirds of your diet should be made of plants.
I'm so happy to hear that because in the last few weeks, as I've been going through a lot of changes in my body last few weeks and dealing with things. But I have gone through a phase where it was like I didn't want to eat meat. I didn't want to eat grains. I wasn't eating grains anyway. But what my body was craving was fruits and vegetables, particularly raw vegetables. And I'm not saying that we should just all be eating a 100% raw vegetable diet. But the thing is that I was just really getting down to, I really need to have at least half of what I eat be vegetables.
Absolutely.
And we don't think of it that way. And there's so many, plants have so many wonderful healing properties to them. And they need to be organic and they need to be fresh. And I'm really getting to this point where I just want to, when I lived in California, I had a garden and I would just go eat what was in my garden. You know, I would just go out in the backyard and pull the raspberries off the raspberry canes and put them in my mouth. And I need to get that here too. And that's what we should be doing. That's exactly
what we know that. Let's face it, most of these people that are not feeling well, diet needs to be improved. But I'm telling you that the cool part about this is if you take supplements along with it too that are specifically targeting certain areas of the brain, your outcomes are going to be even more phenomenal. And I really can attest that the plant-based diet is really the way to go. But what we want to do is say, look at your blood work and see you are made of all these elements. Is there something there that's making you not feel well? And I see this quite a bit, actually, where people maybe have pre-kidney problems or pre-liver problems, or maybe metabolically they're having some issues too, and they don't even know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I am so excited. I can't wait to bring you my blood tests so that you can look at them over time and see what the trends are. I think this is just so fascinating. And I do see the difference taking the things that you've recommended for me. I mean, just right away, I saw the difference. And I was already doing a lot of good things, eating my organic food, eating a lot of plants, although not enough, I could see. But I think it's a process. I wrote a thing for my blog a few weeks ago about how I was falling in love with kale. And when I first started, I didn't want to eat kale at all. But as I started eating it, your body starts changing, and then you want these good things. And I can see the changes from taking the supplements that you've given me that are very, very specific to me and what's going on with my body. I just want to also emphasize, and I think that you'll agree with this, about the necessity to be specific. Because I think that a lot of people just say, oh, I think I'll go on this diet or that diet, or I read an article that I should take this supplement. And that's not the way to do it, because our bodies are so specific.
That's exactly right. Because what happens, most people watch a television show or read a news magazine, they'll say, oh, I heard bilberry's good for my eyes, and I heard this is good for that. And a lot of people come to me, and they'll be taking like all this stuff, and I'll tell them, the big things you have to protect against, cognitive decline, cancer, and heart disease, you're not taking anything to prevent those three things. And if you're not taking anything to prevent those three things, one of those is going to come.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
why it's really important to look at what you're taking. And I always say I really respect people's time and money. You're not going to take a bunch. You shouldn't really take a bunch of things that you don't need. You should take what you need. It should be customized, and your diet should be cleaned up if you can possibly do it.
Well, I will say that you gave me things that were very specific to me. They were affordable. That, you know, it wasn't like you were giving me something that was $100. Things were, you know, $15, $25, you know, things that most people could afford. And
yes.
and that they were all plant-based, kind of whole nutritious things to take. And they work. So I really encourage anybody who's listening who is on drugs, number one, to call Pamela. If you're not feeling well, call Pamela. It's just,
I can get you to feel better. I know what I'm doing.
She does know what she's doing. I've seen this in myself and other people, and it's just her approach is completely different than probably anybody that you've ever met. And it all makes sense. So, we've got less than a minute, so give us your phone number again twice.
Yes. So you can reach me at my natural pharmacy here in Clearwater. It's 727-442-4955. Okay, so the number again is 727-442-4955. And I would be delighted to help you with any issues you might have if you want to come off medicines or if you're trying to avoid medicines altogether. It can be any issue, diabetes, anything you have. I'll be glad to help you, and the consultation's free.
Great. Thank you so much, Pamela.
Thank you so much. Had a great time.
2 weeks from today, she'll be on again, and we'll learn more about this fascinating thing. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. Be well.